May 25, page 159, enlightened to full radiance. If we follow on to know the Lord, His going forth is prepared as the morning, Hosea 6:3. We are living amid the perils of the last days, and we are to cleanse ourselves from all defilement and put on the robe of Christ's righteousness. The work of God is to be steadily carried forward. We are to bring ourselves, body, soul, and spirit, into subjection to Christ. Unless we do this, the health of both body and soul will be endangered. God desires His workers to gain daily an understanding of how to reason logically from cause to effect, arriving at wise, safe conclusions. He desires them to add to the strength of the memory. We cannot afford to make mistakes. As little children, we are to sit at the feet of Christ, learning of Him how to work successfully. We are to ask God for sound judgment and for light to impart to others. There is need of knowledge that is the fruit of experience. We should not allow a day to pass without gaining an increase of knowledge in temporal and spiritual things. We are to plant no stakes that we are not willing to take up and plant farther on, nearer the heights we hope to ascend. The highest education is to be found in training the mind to advance day to day. The close of each day should find us a day's march nearer the overcomer's reward. Day by day our understanding is to ripen. Day by day we are to work out conclusions that will bring a rich reward in this life and in the life to come. Looking daily to Jesus instead of to what we ourselves have done, we shall make decided advancement in temporal as well as spiritual knowledge. The end of all things is at hand. What we have done must not be allowed to place the period to our work. The captain of our salvation says, "Advance. The night cometh in which no man can work." Constantly we are to increase in usefulness. Our lives are always to be under the power of Christ. Our lamps are to be kept burning brightly. Prayer is a heaven-ordained means of success. Appeals, petitions, entreaties between man and man move men and act as a part in controlling the affairs of nations. But prayer moves heaven. That power alone that comes in answer to prayer will make men wise in the wisdom of heaven and enable them to work in the unity of the Spirit, joined together by the bonds of peace. Prayer, faith, confidence in God bring a divine power that sets human calculations at their real worth, nothingness. He who places himself where God can enlighten him advances, as it were, from the partial obscurity of dawn to the full radiance of noonday. Australasian Union Conference Record, November 1, 1904.